My name is Maggie. I'm a secondary school teacher of English language and literature with an unwavering teaching career of 18 years. I want to share with you some highlights of my teaching career when I tried to swim against the current by using active teaching and learning methods. Dictating notes to learners in the classroom was what most of my fellow teachers focused on, as it was an easier and more comfortable way to complete the syllabus. To most learners who did not have any other learning experience, having their books full of notes was the best way of teaching. In my earlier days in classroom, I also found myself dictating notes, but I soon realized I was bored with teaching, and so were the learners who often dozed in class or were distracted. As a young teacher, I had passion for teaching and love for my learners. This drove me to adopt active and engaging methods of teaching, like group dynamics, where I split learners in groups doing tasks and quizzes, and expose them to real-life experiences like gallery walks and role plays. I tried them all out in class together with my learners. I was happy with the active methods I was using in class, because for me, teaching and learning had to be fun and motivating, meaningful and engaging. My greatest dilemma, however, was how to complete the lengthy syllabuses, which was a school requirement. I lagged behind in syllabus coverage compared to my counterpart teachers. Using active teaching methods takes more time to organize your classroom. Therefore, I was seen as a time waster and a non-performer because my students had little notes in their books. Another challenge to actively engage my learners more were the overcrowded classrooms. It takes a lot of patience and organization to split your students into groups, change the classroom setting, and assign them tasks. Fellow teachers whom I shared classes with would also say I would disorganize classroom settings and waste their time for lessons following. However, these challenges did not deter me using active teaching and learning methods, the right approach. Soon, my learners followed me in this vision. They would feel confident in class and told me the way I taught fostered their understanding and memorization. But most importantly, my learners were happy and motivated, which is my most fulfilling achievement as a teacher.